How you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is a Thursday. It's August the 22nd, 2024. Hello, fellas.
Howdy.
Good morning.
What is the most number of days that you've done a hobby in a row?
Excuse me?
I was overhearing a conversation yesterday.
A hobby.
Yeah.
That is not what I thought you said.
Yeah. I overheard a guy yesterday saying he had played golf 21 days in a row. And I thought, at first I thought, man, that's kind of hard on your body. It's just tiring. It's exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
But by the same token, you know, if you rode on a cart or size, you know, I suppose you could do it. But then I started thinking, well, even if you're like, I don't know, knit or do crossword puzzles, or I guess you could do crossword puzzles every day. But just a hobby 21 days in a row is really a lot.
Yeah, that does seem like a pretty large number.
Now that I'm thinking about the puzzle thing, though, that's the kind of person that could do it every day, right?
Right. I was going to say, like, Wordle.
Yeah.
I don't know if that counts.
Is that as a hobby? I guess it is. Sure, I guess that would count. Some sort of puzzle.
I don't do it every day. I've become the worst. I'm the one that started it with my family, and now I am the least likely to do it every day because they all do it.
Out of your family, you're the least likely person to follow through? That is shocking.
That's what it says in the yearbook.
least likely to follow through. Yeah.
You know.
Dang it, Kevin.
God, but when I do, I'm so good at everything that I do when I do it.
I mean, that's also true. That's also true. Yeah.
It's less frequent, but when it happens, baby, let's go. Celebrate the successes.
I'm not as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Thank you, Toby.
But the problem is they all do it this time of morning.
Yeah.
And it's the worst time of morning for me because I'm busy doing everything else. So when they post theirs, I think about it then.
Right.
I don't usually think about it again the rest of the day. And then I'm like, dang it, I should almost just set a reminder, like, you know, in the afternoon when I have time to do it.
But does it feel like it's so late then that it's not even worth doing it?
Not really. Uh-uh.
Okay.
I do it just for the enjoyment of doing it, I guess.
Mm. Do you guys like puzzles in general?
No.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
You mean like puzzles, pieces of puzzles, jigsaw puzzles?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, stuff like that.
I do not enjoy those. I enjoy crossword puzzles, that type of stuff, but not puzzles.
Oh, man. My mom would do those, you know, it's 10,000 pieces or whatever those ridiculous ones are. And all the pieces look exactly the same. And she would sit there just for hours just... Turn, twist, nope, that's not it. And I was my gosh, yeah. Right.
Twist it, turn it, bop it. Steve, do you like puzzles?
Oh, no.
Oh. Well, you said it as if you were a big fan. Guys not like puzzles? No, we don't.
Well,
me neither.
You guys seem like the kind of guys who
Kevin and I seem like the kind of guys that like puzzles.
Yeah.
Man.
Like minimum 15,000 piece.
No. It's his opposite day. I like puzzles that have like 6 pieces in my wife's kindergarten class because I'm like, yeah, I know where those go. Cool. And then I'll sit there for a second and go, wait, is that right? Yeah, that's right.
My mind just wanders too much.
Way too much.
Like, yeah, it's just like I instantly just start thinking of all the other, instead of 10,000 pieces, 10,000 other things. And it does not work for me.
No, can't do it.
10,000 hours.
The only thing I've found in my life that I apparently check out completely two things, I guess. Maybe DJing a little bit, but that's, I'm thinking about what I'm doing, you know.
But you mean, by check out, do you mean lock in? Like you're just locked into it 100%?
Yeah, just where you're honestly don't allow yourself to think. Okay, you don't think about it. Anything else. Like it just kind of shuts you down.
Mm-hmm.
And this is terrible. The only thing that I really do that with is, unfortunately, slot machines.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So you know your day's ruined by like 8:35-ish?
8:36 a.m. They say, according to a new survey, the average American knows if they're in for a bad day by 8:36 a.m.
Kevin James.
Is that Pacific time or what are we talking?
I think local time.
I think it's just local.
That's how they say that, local time.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello, y'all. I don't know why I'm into this right now, but I've just been thinking about improvements at work, and it was the ice machine yesterday, right?
Yes.
I wanted either the ice machine or the water cooler.
The countertop ice machine or the, you know, the basically the 5-gallon jug, a little go over and go.
Hot and cold water in our studio.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, we have both these things available to us, not that far away out in the kitchen.
Correct.
Where we could, you know, get ice cubes and but it was just.
And other wrappers.
Spoil ourselves. What's that?
You said we could get ice cubes and other wrappers.
Oh, wrappers. Yes, yes, yes. I get it now, iced tea. Vanilla ice.
Vanilla ice, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They don't all have to be ice ones,
I guess. No, they don't. They're just... Thank you, Kevin.
Ice Spice?
Okay, I mean, yeah.
Yeah? I think she's a rapper.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, what I was going to ask today was... yesterday, it was actually last night. Fairly late. And I'm just like, I just want a salad so bad. And I had no salad here. Man. And I was just craving salad, which is sad. To crave a salad. Usually when you get a craving, it feels like it's for something really, really tasty.
Especially at night like that.
Yeah. But instead it was salad.
Interesting.
And
well, you can load that bad boy with something, though, to make it really tasty.
Yeah, it's just usually not a late night craving. I mean, usually it's like ice cream, popcorn,
right, absolutely,
you know,
yeah.
Chips, whatever.
It was like, geez, what I would give for just some salad with some chicken on it right now.
Gosh, dang it, Kevin.
almost to the point where I was like, I'm going to use that Uber 40% off thing that I kept talking about.
Yeah, you were locked
in on
that.
I was about ready to get the Caruso's Pure Salad. Oh man. But I didn't. Would you rather have a salad bar? Now, but it's just salad, okay? So
okay, I got it.
It's just going to be salad. It's not an elaborate salad bar that
it doesn't have
all
hot
the
food.
Extras.
And, yeah.
Yeah, it's just literally salad.
I got you.
Would I allow cottage cheese?
I mean, that I feel like that's in the little container, so, you know.
It's kind of, yeah, I can allow that.
It's always weird. They'll have, like, cottage cheese and pudding or something, and you're like, what?
Yeah. those are just at the ones I feel like are at a restaurant.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I'm not sure how that works, but okay. Yeah, load me up, man.
I think about the salad bar that I go to here at the, you know, at the grocery store. It's a great salad bar, but they do not have any of that stuff. They do not have pudding or
I mean, isn't that weird though?
Pears or cottage cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the three things that they just, you know what? Throw those in there.
Throw those in there. Got some.
That's not salad, but it seems like it goes with salad.
Sure.
That or a continental breakfast.
At the studio?
Yeah. We just have it here.
Oh boy.
At our studio, and it's, you know, it's just set up out in that area. We have a bunch of cubicles right now that just are kind of there, and we don't really use all of them, so we could knock out that whole section and just put in this item.
Oh, you put a lot of thought into this.
Well, I mean, we've talked about the salad bar at work for decades, man. It's
yeah, salad bar has been a thing.
Yeah.
But I started thinking, because, Jay, yesterday you had breakfast, and so you were like, yeah, no, I'm good. I don't really want anything else.
Right.
And I was like, man, it would be nice during the show if I could just go out, grab some eggs, You know?
Yeah.
Piece of bacon.
Oh, you're going to allow hard-boiled eggs, though, for sure, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Not
I mean, like a legit.
I got you.
Yeah, Jay, for sure hard-boiled eggs. And even the little cereal dispenser, Steve.
Oh.
Oh, for like the continental talking, breakfast?
Like a hotel continental breakfast.
Mm, man, that's a tough. I think I'm going to go salad bar still, though.
I know. I'm so torn.
Because that's going to be the 10 o'clock go-to thing every single day.
Oh, and the breakfast bar will be open until 11 every day.
Okay, thank you. Wow, very specific.
Well, because that's nice, right? Because I think that does matter.
The
if we got off the air
eating,
at 10 and you still wanted to eat something, we'd still have the ability.
So breakfast bar or salad bar.
Yeah, and plenty of time before checkout, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You could get a late checkout for an extra $25.
Oh, okay. Does it have an omelet station?
No hot food.
I'm sorry.
Well, no, you can have hot food, Jay.
Oh, that's going to change that one a lot, though.
You have to have eggs and stuff.
Well, Steve could have his Fruit Loops.
But you can't have special order. Yeah, you can't have special order. The omelet bar is going. Now, that's going too far, Steve.
Oh, that's going too far.
Now we've taken it to a different level. The breakfast. I'm still going to say, salad bar. Steve, are you going breakfast or salad?
Breakfast bar, I think.
Breakfast, Kevin?
Yeah.
Man, I'm so on the fence. I don't know that I can decide. Right now, and maybe it's just because I'm hungry for breakfast, today I'm going to say breakfast bar. But for sure we'll change it tomorrow to salad.
Okay.
Hello, my name is
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hello.
Hey, hey, hey.
Good morning. I feel like salad also could be part of a breakfast bar, though, no?
No.
Okay. Huh?
Next question.
All right. So, yesterday.
Yeah, that one does not work.
All right. Never mind. We're moving past it.
Salad on a breakfast bar is like pudding on a salad bar. You just like, you kind of look at it and go, well, I mean, okay, but.
Yeah. I feel like I've seen it.
Sure you have.
I've seen spaghetti at a breakfast bar.
Where?
That's not true.
That had to be college.
I don't know. I feel like I've seen it.
Yeah. That's somebody just put that there.
I don't know. Maybe they just got confused.
Yeah, obviously.
So yesterday, I got a compliment.
Very good. Very nice.
I received a Facebook message.
Very nice. Mm,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I received a Facebook message from a gentleman
mm-hmm.
who I guess listens to the podcast. That's how he listens to the show.
Okay.
And he was catching up. And he messaged me. He goes, "Your Kevin James voice is awesome."
I would agree. I do like it.
Yeah, I do too.
And so I said, "Oh, thank you. Thank you very much."
What's hilarious is last night, Steve, I had said something to my granddaughter and she came back with that exact same voice. And
no
I thought,
way.
That must really be what I sound like.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do you ever think about the Roman Empire, Jay?
No.
You don't ever think about being a gladiator or a...
No.
Kevin James.
Yeah, me either. I don't think we need to ask Steve.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
By the way, Justin texted in and said, maybe just a waffle bar, guys. Get the waffle bar, all the toppings. I'm like,
no, thank you.
I'm not going to... What do you think, Steve? Waffle bar?
That's not bad.
Better than nothing, but...
There was a car dealership that I would go to,
mm-hmm.
and when I was in Minnesota, and they had a waffle bar or a pancake? Now I can't remember. But they had, like, on Saturdays...
Really?
They would have waffles or pancakes, and all the senior citizens would come in and hang out at the car dealership.
Wait, with no intentions of buying a car...
No, they would have coffee and I think it was pancakes, actually.
Of course it was, yeah.
Yeah, pancakes and coffee, and they would just hang out there.
So Bruce and Warren were showing up in Minnesota?
Exactly.
Car dealership?
I mean, I was like, I guess that's kind of smart. You just establish a relationship, yeah, and then anybody they know that wants to buy a car, they're going to be like, oh, this place is great. I go there for pancakes and coffee.
Yeah, that's it, Kev.
Yeah, no, and they were super nice. They offered me sometimes, and, you know. Hopefully.
That's hilarious. Wow. Okay.
Syrup, butter, the whole thing.
Wow.
So they actually offered, as you say, syrup with the pancakes. Interesting. As opposed to just giving a bunch of senior citizens dry pancakes. Well, here, choke this down with some of that coffee.
Well, it wasn't meant specifically for senior citizens. It just happened that, you know.
So they enjoyed it most.
They flocked.
No kidding? Everybody's shocked. They flocked. Audio Vault brought to you by Outlaw Barbecue and Cater Market.
I mean, what do you say?
I understand completely what you mean.
There were a few places in town. That was one of them.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to go to pancakes at the, you know, at the dealership. Okay.
And, you know, other days of the week, they would just come for coffee, but that Saturdays would be pancake day.
Man, I love the small town thing there. You know, when someone starts doing sequels, everybody starts talking sequels. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. You know, Adam Sandler, of course, doing Happy Gilmore 2. Then somebody starts asking Vince Vaughn, let's do another Dodgeball.
I think they have a fun idea currently. That could be fun. So, yeah, you know, so you really want to make sure that the next story could stand on its own and be its own story.
Yeah. Is it? Would it be hard to have it be its own story? It's Dodgeball.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, it still has to be about Dodgeball.
Right. You can
but
center
I understand
on
what
that.
He's saying. Yeah. You know, I mean, we don't have to go with the same.
Yeah.
We're saving a gym. Is that? No, wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah.
Peter LaFleur?
Sure.
Was that yeah, no, that's
yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Also,
you know who's a forgotten hero of that movie?
Forgotten hero of Dodgeball.
Yeah.
Justin Long?
No.
Okay.
Because he plays Dodgeball. Jason Bateman is the announcer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, wow. That's right. I forgot about that.
For
yeah.
ESPN 8, The Ocho?
That's right.
Pepper Brooks. Jason Bateman. I forgot about that, Kevin. That's very true. Yeah, it's underappreciated the way he plays that role.
Yes.
I do like that a lot. Makes me want to pull up some of the highlights. If you ask Rob Schneider the question about what's the best Adam Sandler movie, that's a very difficult question, I would imagine, to answer.
Well, especially when you've been in so many of them.
Yeah, he's been in a ton.
I mean, the 51st Dates, Big Daddy. But I'd have to say that, like, he's still coming up with great stuff. Can you believe it? Happy Gilmore 2 is coming. We've been begging him to do it for years, and he just decided this year to do it.
Hey, that would be a very difficult question. I just watched 50 First Dates with my wife over the weekend, and that movie is hilarious. And he plays a great role in that.
And Rob Schneider does, yes.
Yeah, yeah, he's awesome in that movie. And then Adam Sandler on the comment. Everybody's talking to Adam Sandler, of course, about, you know, Happy Gilmore 2. His comment afterwards, after doing some of the filming.
Well, we certainly tried to be funny. I do curse a lot. I apologize to many, many people out there. It's especially my family. They don't need to know that those words exist. But here we are. We did it.
Sorry to my family.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
I don't use those words at home. Sorry.
Yeah, but I had to bring back Happy, and yeah. Happy swears a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry about that. Yesterday, do you remember who said they played Miley Cyrus as Hannah Montana?
Oh, yeah, Casey Musgraves.
Casey Musgraves did, yeah. You know who else made a living apparently doing that when they were young?
Wasn't it? Was it Lainey Wilson?
From 8th grade to 12th grade, I impersonated Hannah Montana. I mean, I had the wig, the portable sound system. Y'all, I would do like 3 or 4 parties a weekend.
3 or 4 parties a weekend is Hannah Montana.
I remember her talking about that before where it's just like, and it makes sense. It was so hot. If you were a young girl who could
in that era,
sing at all, like why would you not go do Hannah Montana parties?
And obviously there was a lot of people booking that.
Yes.
A lot cheaper than getting Miley Cyrus, I think.
The demand was high.
Yeah, yeah. Good way to make some money. She also said she learned that was a grind, man. You know, she's 3 or 4 parties a weekend. You got to prep for it, the whole thing. I mean, it prepares her for showbiz.
Yeah, I guess so. Wow.
And finally, Steve, especially, pay attention. How to be attractive. How to be, well, let's
too late.
Let's,
If you want to be instantly attractive, you must learn how to be unbothered. One of the most attractive traits that someone could have is the ability to not care at all what somebody else thinks about them, not care about the actions people are applauding behind them, or not even caring about the opinions or the gossip about them. This is because it shows that they are completely solid and content with the person that they are. If you can even slightly embody that character, people will pick up on it and deem you to be not only attractive, but someone that they want to look up to and become.
Which is, I feel like that's right up Steve's.
Yeah, let's try it. I don't care about your advice.
Jay, we had a little thing at the station yesterday where there was a little misunderstanding, whatever, and it became, you know, a little thing where one of the other employees was like, oh, you know, Steve, don't do that. And
right.
Steve was like, oh, I am so sorry. Whatever. It was not a huge deal, really.
Uh-huh. Right.
But that employee left, and I just looked at Steve, and I go, how many times do you think you're going to think about that between now and the day you die? And he said, every single day, numerous times a day. And I was like, let it go, man. It doesn't matter.
Right.
But that's just kind of how you're wired, huh, Steve?
Oh, baby, yeah.
It'll come up in about 3 years. Steve will be like, I remember that time when I did that thing that no one cared about.
I feel so bad about it.
And then I apologized for 4 days straight. Felt terrible.
Do I apologize anymore? I'm done, right? I don't need to, or I shouldn't. Or do
I? Oh, yeah, no, it's over. Yeah, it's
you're
over.
You're arguing with yourself about apologizing. What are you doing?
No, I'm not arguing with myself. I'm asking you.
No more apologies.
Okay. But, so I don't bring it up.
No. Not, unless you're making a joke. Jokes are great.
Yeah, jokes are great.
Yeah.
Jokes are great. Okay.
And again, remember,
if you want to be instantly attractive, you must learn how to be unbothered.
Unbothered, Steve.
I mean, I'm unbothered. I just won't let it go.
That's your audio vault for Thursday. It's 8:22:24.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels. I just wanted you to know. Shameless. Kevin James.
I'm sure they're going, guys, you might want to check that. I'm not sure the Shameless one was even neat.
The Jay and Kevin Show.
Gosh.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
By the way, what was the high temperature yesterday? Does anybody know?
Not a clue.
The high temperature?
Steve-O Steve.
I have no idea.
I want to say 85.
Okay, you can say it if you want.
3.
I have no idea. Though. We'll check it. It's just weird today because it's like 90. It's going to be 90, and then tomorrow it's going to be 75, and then 70 on Saturday. Just a weird weird little spike of hot today.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then I looked ahead to Labor Day weekend just because I could.
Okay.
Any guess what they say for Labor Day weekend, Jay? What do you think the temps are going to be? It's, you know.
82.
It says 90 on like Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well.
Yesterday it says the maximum temperature was 78 at 12:53.
Thank you.
Huh? 12:53?
P.M.
Well, yeah, no, I know that.
Just
it seems like a weird time to have the maximum high temperature.
I mean, it does get earlier as, of course, the sun sets earlier. Sure. But still, you know, you're right. Yeah.
I would have guessed 3-something.
I would have guessed 204. What do I know?
Not 53.
All right, dude. Thank you, Kevin. All right, let's hear you. I can't wait till AI judges my social media. That should be fun.
Well, this is kind of a fun little trend I saw going around where you basically put in some of your posts, you know, the actual words that you use on your post and all these things.
Okay.
Right? And you put them in there. And then AI will roast your page.
Roast your post.
This is not really being nice. Let's clear that up right off the bat.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
it's going to let you know that, you need to work on your social media game a little bit.
Yeah, I got you.
And so, Jay, yours, this is not a surprise, is the shortest one.
Imagine that.
It gave the shortest feedback to your Instagram/... Facebook. I just kind of took posts off both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
They always say rate your Instagram, but
yeah, well, boy.
I just did a little bit of both and put it in there to give it some info and see what it thought, and here's what it says. Your social media page feels like a midlife crisis in digital form. You have no bio, as if you're too mysterious to introduce yourself.
Huh.
Or maybe you just forgot. The posts are such an odd mix of dog pics, like you're auditioning for the pet parent of the year, aka Dog Man.
Right. Yeah.
Constant shots that scream, "Hey, look, I swear I still have fun." And family snaps that feel like you're trying to convince us that you're a normal human.
Oh. I mean.
Then there's those funny radio show content posts, which reads more like a desperate attempt to prove that you're the cool dad.
That's awesome.
Hey.
Wow.
That's watch it. Awesome. He is cool, AI.
That's great.
Yeah, I'll fight AI.
How funny is that? Steve, yours is going to be last because it was the longest one. Here is what AI had to say about me. It hurts a little. Here we go. Your Instagram bio reads like a split personality. On one hand, you're a wedding DJ extraordinaire, and on the other, you're a nice boy who just wants to share pictures of his granddaughter. Your page is an awkward blend of trying to be the coolest DJ in town while also reminding everyone that you're a grandpa who still goes to concerts, because apparently you're the only DJ on the planet who knows how to have fun.
Oh, wow.
And your mashup videos scream, "Hey, I'm hip." But mixed in with all those five-star reviews, it's more of like a desperate plea for validation. Who are you really? The party starter or the soft-hearted papa daddy trying to convince us that you can do it all?
Papa daddy.
It's kind of sad.
It's so true.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Hey, it got in five-star reviews. That's
it did.
Cool.
It worked that in there. That's
it did.
Bad.
Yeah, that I put up five-star reviews and mashup videos so that I can be validated.
So far, it says that we're both a little confused, which might be accurate.
Yeah, I think so. You know, because, Jay, it is that thing, right? Like our lives, it's clear in our social media that we're older. We have older kids. I have a granddaughter. But yet then we also do have a fun life that is, you know, the DJ life.
Yeah.
That does make you feel a little bit cooler, you know?
Yeah.
And that's not wrong. We are kind of confused.
And then the wacky radio post every once in a while thrown in there just to kind of, we're trying to convince people we're cool.
Wacky. So wacky.
Wacky radio post.
Steve, here you go. Are you ready?
No, but okay, go ahead.
Your page looks like a love letter to your station's logo.
Oh, man. Ouch.
If someone didn't know better, they might think you're a walking, talking billboard. It's great that you're all about work events, but every post screams, same shirt, different day.
Wait, we already did that.
Isn't that funny? The occasional food pic kind of feels like, you know, it's just there to break up the monotony. But without context, it's more confusing than appetizing.
Come on, man.
If your goal is to try to showcase the life of an exciting producer, we're not getting the full picture. Where's the behind-the-scenes magic,
ooh,
the personality,
oh,
or even a hint that you're more than just a guy who never changes his shirt?
Wow, really stuck on that. Huh?
I really like that part.
Yeah, they really were. It's a bit dry and could use some spice. You're a producer, so you probably have some behind-the-scenes stories or quirks that could make your bio more engaging. How about adding something like this? Bring in the beats and the eats. Producer Steve from the Jay and Kevin Show.
Whoa.
Producer Steve, living life one broadcast at a time. Those are their suggestions.
Bring in the beats and the eats. All right.
Bring in the beats and eats, Producer Steve.
Man.
I don't think they fully understand what a producer does, but I mean, I did like it.
That's great.
It's a bit dry.
It's a bit dry.
Use some spice.
Boy. You know what's funny is
that.
Well, yes. Yes, that's true. One time, someone accidentally told me that I have no personality.
What do you mean accidentally told you that? You overheard them telling somebody else or what?
No, there was a lot of yelling going on. And
whoa.
something happened where it's like, well, you got no personality. Kind of hurt.
Yikes. I don't know if that's an accident.
The opening line, I was like, oh, this is going to be rough. Where it just says, Producer Steve, your page looks like a love letter to your station's logo.
How long you guys been dating now?
Super cute.
He does love work.